About half of Democratic Republic of Congo's nearly 100 million people are followers of the Roman Catholic Church. The Vatican says it's the largest Catholic population in Africa. Pope Francis' visit to the capital, Kinshasa, is expected to draw vast crowds.
The fact that the Pope is coming to a troubled country like ours due to war and other things, it's a big risk that he has decided to take. And for us, it's a great joy and it shows his love for us. We're very happy.
Catholicism was spread widely here by missionaries working under Belgian colonial rule about 130 years ago. The relationship between the colonial state and the Catholic Church was close. Since independence in the 1960s, the Catholic Church has become one of the most powerful critics of Congo's rulers and one of the most influential voices campaigning for democracy. 5 years ago, it was Catholic bishops and priests who led protests calling for overdue elections to be held. Images of police violence in the churches and cathedrals drew international attention and condemnation, and the delayed polls went ahead. Pope Francis' visit comes less than a year before the next vote is due. President Felix Tshisekedi wants to run for a second term. The opposition and the Catholic Church have already complained of irregularities in the electoral process. Armed conflicts have escalated in recent years. The M23 armed group, widely understood to be backed by neighbouring Rwanda, has seized swathes of territory. Rwanda denies backing the group. Its advance has forced around 500,000 people from their homes, on top of the 5 million already displaced by conflicts. The Vatican says Pope Francis is visiting Congo and South Sudan as a pilgrim of peace. Followers are keen to see him.
I bought this calendar. I am happy to have the Pope's effigy at home. It is a great blessing for me and my children.
The Catholic Church plays a major role here, providing services that the government usually does not, such as healthcare and education. The first papal visit in nearly 40 years is significant for its tens of millions of followers. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Kinshasa, Democratic Republic of Congo.